Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
One day I'll get this centered. What?
It was centered, I
think. Was it?
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's because it looks different. So I got myself top right.
Yeah.
So where it looks centered top right, it's not centered on the actual screen.
So it
fucks me up. Here we are. We're good now.
Jawfield.
Feels like we're in a good spot.
Yeah, you are in a good spot. Jaw definitely feel. Yeah. Should have known to ride with your baseball picks last night after the day you had. Hey, good night, lad.
The dogs. It's always the dogs.
Which is wild because favorites went 10-4.
Full game?
Yeah, straight up. The over was 10-4 as well, I believe, last night, if I remember correctly.
Felt like we were getting fucked on first fives for a bit. We were due for something like that.
Right.
I mean, you're a full gamer now.
I'm not a full gamer. I mix it up.
Yeah, you're a mixer.
I mix it up. When I see the opportunity, I decide to pounce on the opportunity. What did I do last night as far as picks on the show?
2-1, I think you only had 3 because of the day games.
Twins was a day game, right?
Yep.
So it was Braves. They obviously, that streak is still good. Mets was a loss, and then the Dodgers. Yeah, 2-1.
Yeah, fucking winning day every day.
Here we go.
What do you want?
Here we go.
From me?
What do you want
from me?
Peterson lost his first start of the year against Corbo.
Did he ever?
Yeah, he did not have a good one. Fucking Braves are a wagon. Dodgers feel like they may be heating up just a tad. Obviously, the fucking who are the dogs that Phillies stayed hot? White Sox.
Sox have left about 20 on already
today. Yeah, yeah. I stayed away from that one. I didn't like anything in that game today.
No, I mean, I don't love going against Pete Blackburn's been fucking really good this year.
Did I have any early games today? It's hard to see my baseball bets because I've got 18,000.
Orioles just went up on the Jays.
Golfing too. Bets. Speaking of,
you see that chateau on fucking Hockey Talk.
Oh, the Chateau des Mots.
That was a good spot.
Chateau des Lads.
That was a fucking spot.
Baseball that I've had already go today. Obviously, I laid the half. Nope, just money line with the Padres. Musgrove.
Yep.
They're up 3-2. Blue Jays laying the 1.5. They're down 1-0. Guardians, I took McKenzie.
Hell yeah.
And I got
did
two.
That already start too?
Yeah, just did.
Jeez.
And I got 2 games tonight after that. 3 ball right now. We lost Troy Merritt, who stunk. Wyndham Clark, we got. Connors and Olsen are going right now. U.S. Open update. Roars is -3.
He's cooking, huh?
Cooking, dude. He's a man on a mission. But there's
John Rahm started decent.
Hey, Rahmy, Rahm feels like Rahm's in a good spot.
Yeah, he needs this one. He needs one.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4 guys at 3 under right now with Roars. And then Morikawa played decent this morning. Rahm played decent. Adam Scott, Homa, Zalatoris, Fitzpatrick's playing well right now. There's some good boys. There's some good lads up there. Shoffley played decent.
It's a big fuck you tournament, I feel like, for everybody.
Right?
Like nobody wants to have a bad showing.
No.
No matter whether you went to live or not, nobody wants to have a bad showing at this tourney.
I 100% agree with you. I'm trying to see if anybody's having a bad day that we were on. Harold Varner's +2. He was +2. Sammy Burns is +1. Finau's +1. Not too bad, though. Phil, I don't think, is having a good start, though.
You don't say.
Kevin Na is, though.
Na's going?
Phil Mickelson is +3 through 5.
Did Spieth actually pull out?
No, he played. I think he got back to even this morning.
Oh, okay.
He started like three over, but then I think he got back to even. Kevin Na, oh no. Never mind. So Kevin Na was minus three, tied for the lead through five.
Yeah.
He's now plus one.
Oh, jeez.
So I don't know. I don't know if anybody's.
Is Roar solo in the lead? Who's up there with him?
Callum Taren, who I looked him up. He is 444th in the world golf rankings.
I got to start watching. I'd really only pay attention to golf till Sunday. I got to start diving in.
No, I think that's fine.
I mean, I'm up. I might as well fucking
throw it on. I'm a big watch. I'm a big, huge dial-in Thursday guy. And then, like, Friday. And then Saturdays, I rarely see any because I'm doing shit. And then Sunday, you dial in again. Dial back in again. But, no, I feel like we're going to have a good tournament here at the U.S. Open. The course is playing tough. But not as tough as a lot of people thought. So we'll just keep updated on all of that.
Tony, to be that guy here talking golf, where do you watch? Because I want to get into watching more golf. Where do you watch this golf at? Because I can never fucking find
it. Okay, so for the open or for the majors, it's a little different. Like for the U.S. Open, Peacock had it from 7 a.m. till 9:30 a.m. today, I believe.
It's a fucking mess.
And then USA Network had it until 2 o'clock, I believe. And then it's on NBC and for the rest of the day, I'm pretty sure.
Shouldn't that at a point just Christ. All be on the Golf Channel?
That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Does the Golf Channel have because
that happened
money
to me. That happened to me on
yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah, NBC owns it.
I was watching the tournament on the Golf Channel. And then I was on my phone dicking around.
Then it
and then
switches
I looked
over
up and it was a different fucking tournament on. I was watching it for like an hour. I'm like, who the fuck are these guys?
Once two or three rolls around, like once the leaders go off, it always goes to CBS or NBC or one of them. But like the normal tournaments, Mitt, ESPN Plus always has it like Thursday or Friday during before it goes on like regular TV.
Okay, I have all those actually.
Yeah, you do. Last night, Avs take it 4-3 in overtime. Good game. This is gonna be a good series, huh, Nicky Skates?
From the looks of it, last night after that epic classic game one we got, I hope we get six more just like that one.
Pal, how'd you feel about it?
Good comeback. Fucking, I thought they were going to tap that in. They had a pretty good chance there right before Colorado scored.
Was it Patty? Almost
on the
tapped
doorstep?
It in? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously not the result we wanted from a betting standpoint. Entertainment-wise, it was a great game, but the boost did not hit. None of our first goal scorers hit, and the Avs won. So that was tough for us, but
now I said my plan was
down, double fucking quadruple.
My plan this week
down,
was
dude.
To take the Avs game one,
mm-hmm.
And then jump on the Lightning after it.
What are we up to now?
It was plus 255 last night. I think it's
saw
like plus 240.
Was on it seconds after the game ended.
Of course
he tweeted it out. He's all over it. And I like that move too, because even though Tampa went down early, like they got back in it, and for the rest of the game, they looked pretty evenly matched.
You'd think Vassie's going to play a little better.
Yeah. I would hope
Vassie
plays better.
Everyone's talking about fucking Makar and MacKinnon didn't do anything. Either did Stammer. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just say, well, this guy didn't do much. It's like
Hedman didn't have a great night by his standards.
Exactly.
Either. So I expect the entire Bolts roster to play better. But again, to your point, Gumpy, like, Makar and MacKinnon still have a lot to prove. And Tampa's got to stay out of the box.
Avs can fly.
That 5-on-3 was horse shit.
Yeah, but you just can't go down another man when you're already on the kill. You can't put another guy in the box to go 5-on-3, especially against that team. It's brutal.
Next time Rupp's on, I'm going to ask him, because 5-on-3 is an absolute death sentence.
Unless you're the Pittsburgh Penguins, who can't seem to score on them somehow, some way.
They should just put the three guys and the goalie, everyone just kneel in front of the net and just eat it for fucking 2 minutes.
That's bringing the fucking
pretty much what you're doing.
That's what the Lightning did. They were packed tight within the box.
I thought they were going to make it. I thought they were fucking old. No.
The Avs can fly, though, so I'm not ready to take the Lightning on the series, but I absolutely will take them in game two plus money, because that's what they do.
Yeah.
The thing with Tampa Bay, though, even if they lose game two, it's not, you know?
No, it's not.
They've done it. You know what I mean? Like, this team's just been through it, so no matter what happens, besides, I won't be worried unless they go down 3-0.
That would be tough to come back from.
If that's the only point I will be concerned. It's the fucking Bolts, dude. Until proven otherwise, I'm sticking with it. I'm not switching now.
Well said. And that doesn't mean we hate Colorado. Because I don't want to start that controversy. No, at least for me.
I don't mind them. But. I mean, you definitely do hate Colorado. Yes.
I've hated Colorado all year. Yeah.
That's fine. That's fair.
I have, for sure.
I'll speak for only myself. That doesn't mean I hate Colorado. But I will be taking the Bolts again on Saturday.
I have no dog in the fight.
Yeah, I don't give a goddamn about fucking Colorado, to be honest.
Yes, you do. You hate them.
I couldn't pay enough attention to hate
Gumpy, you somehow managed to get personally invested in every series. And I love it and I admire it. I can't do it myself.
He gets personally invested in every pick he makes.
Yes. It's an amazing trait.
It is.
Passion is my hobby. What do you want to
say? Speaking about passion is your hobby, how's things going?
Good. All's well.
Any passion? So we will. Is game two tomorrow or Saturday?
No, Saturday night, 5 o'clock. Well, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock fucking
Pacific,
fucking homeland time.
So we will dive into that more tomorrow for game two. We do have a game six tonight in the Garden. Caesar -3.5. Now, before last game, they hadn't lost after a loss. So we're back at that point after a loss. This one's tough for me tonight. I would normally lean C's here, but I do worry about Steph going off again because he's not. You would assume he's not going to play like he did last game. But you also think, like, for me, like, the Celtics have to realize at some point.
If Time Lord can, like Sham said, if he's at 100%, if Time Lord's going the full game, that changes everything.
I mean, I love Shams, but has he looked? I mean, he's played. Game five, I think he played better than basically anyone on the Celtics. Yeah. But he still doesn't look super healthy.
No, he's 100%, dude. He's good, Sean.
If the Celtics...
He's fucking using a fork because he's fucking spoon and scoops, man.
I think that line was fed to him by a person I know. if the Celtics, like, you'd think they just realized, don't fucking turn the ball over. Terrible
it's
turnovers.
It's sloppy turnovers, and it's like... We can't sit here and fucking every day, every game, be like, okay, Jason Tatum. Like,
true.
This is where we've been the whole playoffs. Whenever I'm high on the Celtics, they shit the bed. Whenever I feel like tonight, I'm like, I'm not thinking. I don't feel good about this game, and they'll show up. Like, this is what it's been the whole playoffs. I don't know, man. Like Tatum, like I said, we've said it a million times. Tatum in elimination games has been unreal.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, they win when fucking Horford goes off. Yeah. Like, maybe we need a fucking Grant Williams game.
You don't need a Grant Williams game.
That's how they won game seven against the Bucks. Like, somebody, as much as it's on Tatum and Brown, somebody has to step up, whether it's Pritchard, whether it's Marcus Smart has been putting up points pretty much every game except one.
Yeah.
It's that other guy who has to step up, whether it's Horford or whether it's, you know what White. I mean?
Mid, how do you feel?
Tony, the NBA season kind of coming to near the end here with hopefully two more games left to play. I think that the only thing here to do is throw the over, 210.
Okay.
It's throw the over, throw the house on the over. I love the over. You can throw the over in 75 different ways here. Yeah. I actually have an overs parlay here, okay. Tony.
Yeah, let's hear it. There we go. Wait, hold on.
Yes?
How was your first
WNBA?
How was your first run at WNBA?
All right, so I should not have bet the Indiana Fever. 1-1.
Okay.
I shouldn't have bet the Indiana Fever.
You bet with your heart on the
but
Fever.
I bet with
That'll
my
happen.
Heart on the first day of putting my ticket out there and my hometown team and really the only basketball team in Indiana that I actually care about.
Okay, back to
I
your,
have to get on that.
Base. Back to your over parlays today.
Yeah, so we got Steph Curry over 4.5 threes. Klay Thompson over 3.5 threes. Andrew Wiggins over 7.5 rebounds. Jaylen Brown over 24.5 points. And Bob Williams over 7.5 points. The over of 210. Tony.
Okay, so I think too much has been made out of this. So I'm worried about it, even though he did say he's pumped to play in the Garden tonight.
Who's that?
Clay, game six, is averaging six threes per game six and 27.8 points. If you're into that type of thing, his over under tonight is 19.5, and his over under for threes is 3.5.
So he's excited for tonight now?
That's what he said, yeah.
So he wants to be sworn at or no?
I don't know.
Not if his kids are there, right?
Okay.
No, that
I
was...
just can't. I'm just trying to figure it out. Kids. I can't keep track with the flip flopping all the time.
He's mad that other people's kids were there?
I don't know. That's what I'm still confused on what he was mad about.
I don't think he was mad. Was he mad?
Yeah. Clay was not happy.
I thought he said disappointed.
Disgusting. I think was the word he used.
Well,
but if he's excited, good for him. I'm excited for him.
Doesn't sound like you are.
Yeah. Wait till fucking Lucky the Leprechaun fucking hits the scene tonight.
I've never heard of that guy until the past couple days.
Lucky?
Yeah.
Come on, dude. You also called fucking Gritty Grizzy today.
Well, I mean, I know who Gritty is. I've never seen... I need to Google Lucky. Is it a human or is it a costume?
It's a fucking menace.
That doesn't answer my question. Lucky the Leprechaun. Oh, the Lucky Charms guy pops up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a human.
Yeah, it's Lucky.
Wait, do you really have that motherfucker running around your games?
Yeah, that's what fuck Q Rich said.
I mean, look at this
Lucky
guy.
Ran out of place with bananas.
It's just a normal guy.
Yeah, he's Lucky the Leprechaun, dude.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Yeah, did you see what Shane Lowry's wearing today?
No.
He's got the fucking C's logo on his back.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he knows.
We need Belichick. Fucking Celtics never lose a game when Belichick wears the Celtics cap for a presser. Where's he at?
Yeah, good question. He doesn't care.
Don't.
He doesn't care.
Come on, Bill. Fucking throw the cap on, lad.
Other players' points for tonight. Steph's at 28.5. Wiggins is at 17.5 if you think he's going to keep going. Draymond's at 7.5. Tatum is also 28.5. Jaylen Brown, 23.5. Smart, 15.5. Robert Williams, 8.5. Horford, 9.5. Always, NBA players always talk about this. The supporting cast always plays better at home.
Yeah.
So if you are taking over-unders on points or rebounds or whatever, sometimes I like to stay away from the stars. And if it's a supporting cast guy on the road, I go under. If he's at home, go over. That seems to work out every once in a while. 3.5 tonight. I'm gonna go Celts.
Yeah, I have to. I don't love it, dude.
I don't love it.
No, there's no reason after it's the turnovers, man. Like you said, they don't lose if they turn the ball over less than 16 times. Like it was like last game, like first possession, like just throw it away. Like just don't be sloppy with the ball, man. They aren't forced turnovers either. They're their own mistakes.
I don't hate Steph and Tatum to score 60 plus boost.
What's that?
Plus 175.
Yeah, I'll take that for sure. Tatum might get it by himself.
All right. Let's do baseball.
Unless,
Smith, do you have a WNBA parlay for tonight or no?
There's only one game. It's the Washington Mystics at New York Liberty. Washington Mystics minus 4.5. No, it's not actually. It's actually a pretty easy one. The Washington Mystics cover. Pretty good clip, so I'm liking this one. I'm feeling good about it.
They covered a pretty good clip.
Oh yeah,
fuck, easy peasy.
Well, make sure you bet Sue Bird's next game because this is her last season, so she's gonna go out on a fucking tear.
Let's go.
What a career!
And over of 210 tonight. Let's go. Over has hit 4 out of 6 out of these games.
210 for the WNBA or
210 of the NBA championship tonight. Game six.
What's the total for the WNBA game?
Oh,
156.5. I was leaning under, so I'm not going to touch it. It's a big over day for me. I don't want to get the bad juju of the unders.
I didn't know fucking the Mystics have fucking Della Don. So that's fucking game set match.
Game over, lads.
All right, let's go to the Diamond. Let me pull up the sketch.
Who'd lefty take to win the US Open?
75 people.
No, he...
Was Shoffley stinking it up?
No. Xander was... I think he finished even. But he was okay. He was upper. Xander's currently... Yeah, he was even. Is that who he liked? Did he like Xander?
No, that was... I said that. I don't know who he liked. Let's fucking see. 2-0 Guardians, dude. I'm
sure he liked Phil.
I don't really pay attention when Bruce talks.
Yeah, me either, so... He's Phil. I think he put some on Phil, who's plus 5-6.
What about Rom? Do you say Rom?
I said Rom.
Rommy's played well, -1.
Rom bomb.
You golf betters really do just throw the entire board, though.
It's kind of how you have to do it.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a sprinkle game, Mitt.
Fucking.
See, that's no fucking fun. I don't know.
Ain't no fun.
I think golf is live betting is the play, I feel it is.
Yeah.
I like when you bet guy's the matches. Down. Like the versus, who would score. I bet a bunch score. Of those. Those are fun.
What's Cam Smith at?
Where's Cam Stewart at?
Cam Stewart? I saw Stewart sinks plus 3. He made a putt early, though, so.
I heard that.
all right, let's do baseball. 7:05. Philly is at Washington. Zach Wheeler versus Patrick Corbin. You know where I'm going here.
Taking the Phils?
Yeah. They've been now as bad as they were to start the year for us. That's how good they've also been as of late. 8-2 in their last 10. There are 11-2 in their last 13.
Wheeler's only got a 2.84. He's figured it out.
Yeah, he really has. Wheeler he's not as good on the road, so that's my worry here. Corbin, though, has not been good pretty much anywhere. I'm first five because the bullpens are pretty much even here. First five minus a half with the Phils.
Yeah, I'll fucking dance with you.
Okay. All right, let's go dancing, Paul.
Here we go.
Jalen Beeks and Clark Schmidt goes for the Yankees. This was a pitching
change.
This is a pitching
Jalen
change.
Jalen Beeks, Clark Schmidt?
Yeah. It was Jalen Beeks earlier.
Cy Young game.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Jeez. What's the total on this? 5?
I need to look up Clark Schmidt because that was a pitching change. Who was supposed to go for the Yanks?
Was it not? It was Severino.
Yeah.
Dick Schmidt against fucking Bobby Beeks.
Clark Schmidt. Let me see what Clark Schmidt's up to. Clark Schmidt's got 11 games, 19 innings this year, and he's got a 3.2 ERA.
What's the line change here? I might be in on fucking Dick Schmidt.
I might be in on
Bobby Beeks.
Yeah, his ERA is actually pretty good too. It's down. The game's not up, or I can't find it.
I got it. Yanks first five -168. I can't lay that with fucking Dick Schmidt.
I might.
You taking Bobby Beeks?
Jalen Beeks has a. 1.38
ERA?
Yeah, 26 innings. He's only started one game. He's got a 2.9 expected.
Tampa Jalen just Beeks, I think this kid's from the Oh, he only throws an inning, dude.
Yeah. Tampa hasn't been great against righty. I'm just going to stay away.
Yeah.
I lean the plus a half though, I think.
I lean fucking Dick Schmidt over Bobby
okay.
Beeks.
Okay. Aaron Ashby goes against Tyler McGill. That's
Milwaukee. McGill been out?
That's Milwaukee at the Mets. Milwaukee got the best of them last night. His last game pitched was... No, he was. He pitched on the 10th, but before that, he was out for a month.
All right.
He went 3 innings in his first game back.
Three innings?
In his first one back.
Jesus.
He was going 5 or 6 innings in all the starts before that. I was leaning. I don't know.
I'm taking the Mets.
Yeah, I'm not taking anything. I hate it.
I'm taking the Mets. Typically, if a team fucking scores as many runs as the Brewers did last night, they don't do it back-to-back days. Give me the Mets first five money line.
A little regression.
There we go.
Texas is at Detroit. Marty Perez goes against Bo Brisky. I tell you what, Marty Perez has been good, and Detroit fucking stinks. So give me the Rangers first five money line.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tone. He did get lit up by the Sox last time.
He did, but you know, that was a revenge game.
I mean, Marty Perez was on the Sox last 2 years. I got a tough time believing this guy's good. Somehow, I know. But here we are.
And then the last game of the night, Angels are at Seattle. Shohei goes against George Kirby. I don't like it. I'm staying away.
Passing?
Yeah. Because Kirby's not been bad.
No, Kirby's been good.
But I don't.
They got the exact same ERA.
Yeah, but I don't want to go against Shohei either.
Angels have lost 11 straight on the road.
Well, yeah, because they had the whatever.
And they're still one game ahead of the M's.
I know.
I'll take the half with fucking Dr. Kirby.
Nick, you on Mariners here?
Not a chance.
Okay. All right, so games I got left. I got Philly's first five, laying the half, and Texas first five money line.
I got Philly's first five minus half, Mets first five money line, Rangers first five money line, Mariners first five plus a half.
Okay.
Come on, M.
I'm
sure they'll score at least one run against Shohei.
Looking at the board, no one on the course right now is playing well. Actually, the low for the second group's going is Austin Greaser. He's an amateur.
Greasy?
And he's in the same group as fucking Corey Connors, so that's going to ruin my three ball.
Oh, no. What's DJ hitting?
DJ. Oh, there's some guys playing okay. DJ is Dustin even through seven.
It's not bad.
Where's Kevin? Nas still plus two. Phil plus five. Where's Gooch at? Let's check on all the fucking live guys.
We need one of the live guys.
Gooch is plus three. Is Louis in?
One of the live guys and a fucking...
Is Louis
in the final pairing?
Louis live guy, game. Right?
Who's Susan?
Yeah, he's plus two. Okay, so it's not looking good right now for any of them.
Where's left? What's lefty?
Phil is plus five through six.
He fucking... Oh, no, lefty. Yeah. Has he not been drinking his coffee?
I don't know. He also, like, didn't play for 3 months after his comments or whatever.
Is Bruce not coming in to fucking protect his man?
Bruce is wearing a hat that says fucking huge lefty on top of it today.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
Walked in drinking his fucking Phil coffee mug. all right, back tomorrow, not sure what time, for Friday. We'll do Picks Friday, and yeah.
Hold on, we need sounds on. Tonight. Need Game 7 Sunday. We go fuck Game 2 of Stanley Cup Saturday.
Oh, Game 7 Sunday would be nice. All right. At HammerDown on Twitter and Instagram. We can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching on YouTube.com/HammerDown. We seriously appreciate it. We'll jump into NFL and NCAA football right here after the playoffs are over.
MLS.
And MLS. Ooh, and the fixtures came out August 5th, right?
For EPL?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Liverpool's just signing every fucking... last six players they've signed are average age of 21. Fucking,
oh, so they're just fucking...
Klopp might stay forever.
They're just fucking throwing a bunch of shit at the wall and seeing what sticks.
No, they're all fucking studs, dude. Klopp doesn't miss. Klopp rarely... I don't think Klopp missed since he's been there. The only signing that's missed was... what's his name? Minamino has been a bit of a miss.
He has been quite a bit of a miss.
Yeah, but he scored some big goals in cup play. But other than that, like... every big signing, Van Dijk, Alisson, like, he rarely misses. Mane, Salah, like, yeah. Those are good, all guys that Klopp handpicked.
Pulisic.
Huh?
Pulisic. Pulisic. Yeah.
He's got to get out of Chelsea, man. I'd even have him go back to Dortmund, dude.
Ooh. Okay.
I wonder where they're going to start. I guess they should start Marco Ruiz up top.
Marco Royce?
He's the guy, was the one guy who stayed there through all of this.
Guy was awesome. Injuries ruined his career, but he was awesome. Yeah,
he still gets banged up.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ow.